From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Vladimir Putin grabbing U.S. attention after his annual State of the Nation address. The Russian leader boasted of an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit almost any target in the world. Senator Ben Cardin serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Countries that boast about their military, there's a reason why, because they know that their capacities are far less than what they claim to have. It's not how much military strength they have, it's how they use it.
Both the White House and the Pentagon dismissed the talk as rhetoric Thursday, saying Russia's attempts to modernize its nuclear force come as no surprise and would do little to rattle the U.S. President Donald Trump announced Thursday the United States will impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president said the tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum will be in effect for a long period of time. He hosted steel and aluminum company officials at the White House.
You will have protection for the first time in a long while, and you got to regrow your industries. That's all I'm asking. You have to regrow your industries.
He said the measure will be signed sometime next week. The U.S. oil and gas industry slammed the plan for tariffs, saying the move would kill energy jobs by raising costs for big infrastructure projects. And President Trump also held another school safety meeting Thursday. He continues his push for gun control legislation in the aftermath of the deadly shooting attack at a Florida high school where 17 people were killed. We have much more on this school safety meeting today on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.